A year ago this week, we began learning a lot about how the National Security Agency gathers intelligence. With his leaks, Edward Snowden sparked a debate that's still raging today over intelligence gathering. And he shook the U.S. technology industry to its core. For one thing, people are more afraid today about leaving sensitive information about themselves on the internet. In the tech world, there are clear winners and losers post-Snowden. This afternoon, we'll hear about a winner. This morning, NPR's Aarti Shahani tells us about one loser.
Cisco is the company that connects us to the cloud by making routers and switches. About half its business is abroad, and every year, Cisco throws an event for its customers. We're in San Francisco, and pop icon Lenny Kravitz is live on stage here at AT&T Park. 25,000 high-powered executives from around the world flew into town for this. And Cisco needs the trust of these foreign customers. But lately, that trust has been shaken. Take this guy I bump into.
I'm, in fact, responsible for the technology for staging the Olympic Games, Rio 2016.
Elie Nascende from Brazil is in charge of all the IT for the 2016 Olympics. He's the kind of guy who dives headfirst into the newest gadgets and gear.
I'm like a freak with I like technology a lot.
But this last year, he hit the brakes on a hot trend, cloud computing. That's when you put data online in servers that can be outside your own country. Cisco provides cloud services, Nascende as a client, and while he likes the convenience of accessing data from anywhere, he's worried about security, especially with data that's valuable to the competition, like athletes' training results.
This is a concern, especially after the Snowden thing, where you store your data, who has access to that. It becomes a concern in every country, I may say so.
I think it's been pretty universal outside of the U.S.
Christopher Young is Cisco's Senior Vice President of Security.
So you can go to Latin America, you can go to Europe, you can go to Asia, and there's many examples of customers asking those questions.
The very first Snowden revelation, which was about the NSA spying on phone calls, did not rock the high-tech industry. But the revelation that came one day later did. Servers could be tapped, and foreign clients would not get the memo. Cisco VP Young says the entire conversation abroad changed.
People say, hey, we've known Cisco for a long time. We know we trust you guys, but given what's going on, how much can we really trust you?
The answer is a moving target because the revelations keep on coming. Recently, Cisco got caught in the crosshairs. The journalist who broke the Snowden story, Glenn Greenwald, published a picture of a Cisco router allegedly intercepted in the mail, taken out of the box by the NSA, and tampered with. Another progressive journalist, Amy Goodman, asked Greenwald about it.
So they get the Cisco router. With the knowledge or without the knowledge of Cisco?
It's unclear.
Cisco says it was not aware of its routers being hacked, and the company CEO wrote an open letter to President Obama telling him, if it's true, to stop it. It's not every day that an industry in hypergrowth loses trust with its customers in a big way.
At this point, we don't know which direction it's going to take. Is everything out, or is there still, you know, more shoes to drop?
Andrew Bartels with Forrester Research studies cloud computing, and by his estimate, a sector that hardly existed 5 years ago will be worth $191 billion by 2020. But that big number, he says, hides the rates at which different countries are moving to the cloud.
You found in Europe, in Germany in particular, companies putting those plans on the shelf because of the privacy issues.
In Brazil, when the president found out her emails were tapped by the NSA, she called for an end to using U.S.-based servers.
And that in turn is cascaded through the Brazilian government, which does still own a certain large portion of the economy.
Then there are the businesses realizing cloud computing exposes you to new levels of domestic spying.
In markets like China or like Russia, I think the issue here is concerns on the private sector about giving business information to the government.
In this messy landscape, Cisco is retooling its services, trying to rebuild trust or offer products that don't need it. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.